Always a tough place to play at NJC. It always is. And, you know, we try to get a nice road win. 80-69, it kind of sounds like you tough first half. You kind of had to play catch-up. Won the second half, but had to play catch-up that after the first half, didn't you?
Yeah, we just got ourselves just in too big of a hole, you know, and credit to NJC. You know, they came out and were really aggressive and just physically just beat us up. In that first half, I mean, their ball movement was really good. They were good offensively. They were pretty good defensively. They rebounded the hell out of it. And so, yeah, we just, I mean, you go down, you know, at NJC and you go into halftime down 19, you know, that's a tall task from anybody. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are, you know. And so, being able to, I think, rally there in the second half, you know, I think shows a lot of heart from our guys. You know, we were able to get some stuff going there in the second half and, you know, kind of like in the game at McCook, you know, we kept getting that thing down, you know, from 19 to like 11. And I think at one point we had it down to like 7, and then just couldn't come up with the stop, you know. I think if we could have gotten one more stop at that point, the score right there would have been interesting to see how the game would have finished. But, you know, that's basketball. That's how it goes sometimes. But the disappointing factor to me is I just thought, and watching back on film, every 50-50 ball that coaches talk about, you know, that could go either way, just went their way, you know. And sometimes it's just tough luck and tough bounces, and other times it's just they wanted a little bit more. And I just felt that NJC from the tip just wanted a little bit more than we did, which is disappointing.
Got some big games coming up, Coach. Still, yeah, North Platte at their place, a second meeting. Boy, your kids really want this after what happened the first time, huh?
Yeah, you know, and that's one of those things to where, you know, you look in that game as well, you know, and we jumped on North Platte. You know, you look back at that game here in McCook, and I thought we came out really ready to go, really focused, and was playing really good basketball. And then, you know, a run happens there late in the first half, I think about the 4-minute mark or something like that, and the wheels just kind of fell off a little bit, you know. And so we got to get back to playing really good basketball, and I know our guys will be ready for that. And I just didn't think North Platte really saw, you know, a complete McCook team. You know, offensively we weren't very good in that game as well. We weren't passing the ball like we were supposed to. We took some tough shots, and we just made it really harder on ourselves. You know, I thought that we gave North Platte some easy second chance points, some easy wide ball turnover points and stuff like that, and against a team like North Platte that has struggled offensively at times. You just can't do that. You can't gift, you know, anybody points. And so it'll be an interesting game. You know, I know our guys will be fired up to go. You know, we're a little obviously banged up from some injuries and then some sicknesses and stuff like that going on in the program right now. And so our guys are fired up, though. We're ready. I liked their response when we got back from the trip on Saturday night and just talking with our group a little bit over the weekend. I like where we're at right now. I think we're focused. And then it's a rivalry game, you know, and anytime you go to North Platte, the North Platte McCook face, especially down there, I should say up there, it's going to be a tough one. You know, they're 5-3, I think, at home, and so it's exciting. This is what you play college basketball for.
And not to look past this one by no means on Tuesday, but Western coming to town then on for a big home game on Friday.
Another one that you feel like you didn't play very well in, you know. And I thought, quite frankly, you know, the first time we played Western, that was one of their best offensive games I've seen them play. You know, they got guys hitting fadeaway threes. They got guys that have hardly played, hitting 30-footers. Like, it was ridiculous, the offensive output that they had at Cougar Palace when we played them earlier, too. So, yeah, so definitely two games that you want to definitely get back in. You know, lots at stake still in the region standings and whatnot. You know, that was a setback with NJC where they jumped us and we just flip-flopped from 3-4. You know, but right now you're still in control of your destiny a little bit as far as being able to host an opening round game, which is obviously really important, and that can hold a lot of weight, you know, moving forward to the tournament. So right now it's about trying to really get on a roll, play good basketball, and that, every coach says that, but it's just so important. Right now at this part of the year, as February gets to an end and March creeps up on us and playoff basketball is getting here close, you got to be playing good basketball. Whether you're winning games or not, you got to be playing good basketball. You need to figure some stuff out. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. Is defensively, I thought we had a good step in the right direction against Lamar. I thought the first half we took a step back defensively against NJC, but really turned that up in the second half. you know, in the second half against NJC, they only scored 29. You know, you don't give up 51 in the first half. You know, that's a completely different game with how well you played in the second. So defensively, I think we'll continue to turn in a good direction. Now it's offensively, we got to get back to firing on some cylinders here and sharing the basketball and being able to play downhill basketball without over-dribbling. I think that's the biggest key right now is if we can get some consistency within our offense and take some pressure off your defense as well.